AAM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Former Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio faces decades behind bars today for his role on January 6. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Tarrio wasn't at the Capitol January 6th, having been banned from Washington, D.C. while facing a previous criminal charge. But prosecutors argue he helped orchestrate, organize, and privately claim credit for the assault on the Capitol.
In Texas, an impeachment trial is underway against longtime Attorney General Ken Paxton, who faces accusations of corruption and misconduct. CBS's Janet Shamlian.
Paxton has denied any wrongdoing. In court filings, this attorney arguing they have no evidence to support any articles of impeachment.
Just so we're clear, the allegations are untrue. They are false.
Attorneys for convicted killer Alex Murdoch want him to get a new trial. Attorney James Griffin claims a court clerk misled jurors.
It was a direction on how you should receive Alex Murdoch's testimony. You should look at him. Don't be fooled by him. That subject matter is absolutely material. That's the core of our defense. And that is something that we had no chance to defend against.
Murdoch was convicted back in March for killing his wife and son. An escaped inmate keeps dodging authorities in Pennsylvania. KYW-TV reporter Joe Holden is there.
The density of the woods, the overgrowth, the trees are still with full leaves. So the sources in federal law enforcement tell me that they are up against a challenge here.
Investigators haven't said how Danilo Cavalcante escaped, but they warn he is dangerous. A nationwide ground stop has been lifted now for United Airlines. The FAA says it was experiencing an equipment outage that prevented crews from contacting airline dispatchers. About 300 flights were affected. A story of survival and hope in Hawaii.
Thousands of leaves on a 150-year-old banyan tree in Lahaina, Hawaii were scorched during last month's wildfire, but its trunks survived. Volunteers like Chris Amante tell MauiNow.com they're doing all they can to save it.
They've been hitting the tree with tons of water. We put about 600 gallons of compost tea down. We did root samples last week, and we had very good news as far as new life in the roots.
The tree covers an entire half block and has been the prop for many wedding and honeymoon photos. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Cheeseburger in paradise.
Jimmy Buffett's sister reveals she was diagnosed with cancer around the same time, about 4 years ago, when he was diagnosed, and is heartbroken that her brother didn't survive. Buffett died of skin cancer Friday at 76. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Every piece of land has a story. For the Nelsons, it's cruising around their Montana ranch on a John Deere Gator XUV 835R. With 3,000 acres, there's plenty of work to do.
We're not afraid to jump in and help each other out.
That's how they've kept their ranch going for five generations.
It's all about efficiency.
Like teaching visitors to fly fish.
The whole joy with fly fishing is matching the hatch.
Run with us on a Gator XUV 835R and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth! More Reba! Winona!
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn!
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn!
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth! More Reba!
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wis Country.
Winona.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, September 6th. In Wood County, the Conservation, Education, and Economic Development Committee will meet at 9 a.m. in the courthouse in Room 114. The Village of Port Edwards Public Safety regular monthly meeting will take place at 5 p.m. at the Marshall Bueller Center. In Portage County, the Public Library Board of Trustees meeting will begin at 4:30 at the Plover Branch Library. The Stevens Point Park Commission will meet at 6:30 at 933 Michigan Avenue. They will be considering a Legacy Plaza project at Zenhof Park, as well as a Guns N' Hoses Military Memorial adjacent the riverfront segment of the Green Circle Trail, among other agenda items. In Adams County, the Administrative and Finance Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the Adams County Courthouse in County Boardroom A230. The Planning and Zoning Committee will meet from 6 to 8 p.m. in the same location. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 68 tonight under cloudy skies with scattered thunderstorms likely. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs level off around 75. Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 54. Cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 89.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this September 5th, 2023. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 3:30, we're going to talk with our good friends from the Southwood County YMCA. Looking forward to that right now. Been looking forward to this. It's been a while. Stephanie Hartman joining us right now from the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. Stephanie, it's been a while. How you doing?
It has. I'm great. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks a lot for being here. Always
Thank
good to have you in the studio
me.
And see you and to talk about our friends at the Cultural Center. I am looking forward to diving right into this because we got a lot to talk about. Let's talk about the new exhibit to start off.
Okay. So we have an opening coming Thursday night. 5:30 to 7:30 is opening night. Meet the Artists. At the Cultural Center, which we are located between Goodwill and Culver's, are the two markers that we're using. And people are like, oh, sure, I know where that is. But this is for our new exhibit called Rapid Waters. And this exhibition features over 40 artists and over 80 pieces. And what the call for art was for the artists to interpretate the role of water in our lives. So it's so interesting to see how you can ask for something and you get all these different things. It's incredible.
Yeah.
So we have all forms of art, including 2D, 3D, and mixed media. And some of the pieces will truly take your breath away. They're just awesome. And also a different feature of this exhibit, this is the first time we've done this. We did a community project where we asked individuals from the community to come in and paint a small panel. It was just under 4 inches by 4 inches. And again, we asked them to interpret the role of water in their life. So that was really fun to see what they did. We had very talented, seasoned artists, and we had groups from the Boys and Girls Club come in who maybe aren't necessarily artists, but some of those kids were quite amazing, I might add. So we have over 100 panels, and we put it together as a big collage, and that will also be featured at the exhibit. So we're really excited about that.
That is going to be really cool looking.
It is.
I cannot wait to see that.
And again, it's just so fun to see people's interpretation. You know, there's some really abstract ones. There's the cutest little duck made by one of the people from Boys and Girls Club. I mean, they're just all different things. So it's super fun to see the colors they use, you know, how they do interpret water.
I really liked this project when I first heard about it. Stephanie, is this something that did you get a good response from the community on this one? Did you get good interactions with people?
We did. So we have over 100 panels, which I think is a pretty good turnout. And people were funny, as we all are, like, well, I'm not really an artist. Can I still do this? Or so we were just really happy to have folks come in and do this. And if you want to, you know, go online a little bit. So the waters theme is actually being done all through central Wisconsin right now. UWSP was the spearhead of that. So galleries in Wausau, Point, and Rapids are all doing a water theme. Rapid Waters is what we chose for ours. But there's different water themes throughout. So it's kind of neat that everybody collaborated and we're all interpreting the same thing.
I hope we see more of these kind of projects. I think that's really cool, and it brings the whole community together. And I love the person that, oh, I'm not an artist, and then you see what they do, and like, wait a minute, yeah, you are, you're great. You're like, oh, no. We have so many people like that in this community, in this area.
Really. Yes.
That's great.
And I think what's neat, too, with the collage project is just seeing how much talent we have in central Wisconsin. So not only do we have over 40 artists in the exhibit, but then we have 100 panels done as well. Yeah. So it's just really great.
How long will this exhibit be out?
So this will stay up through October 12th.
Cool.
And then we're going to roll right into our holiday show after that. We're asking individuals that have, we call it Holiday Gifts and Art Fair, that they can bring in. And we will have the holiday show November and December, shopping hours during the week and on Saturdays.
Excellent. Wow.
So that'll be great.
Nice. Yeah, that'll be really great. And we need those extra days. Some of us do.
Absolutely.
I'm one of those people. I mean, that's great. We have classes we wanted to touch on, too. This is something where when we get the chance to get together and put some focus on this or some of the monthly gatherings we can hopefully get to are really important. There's so much going on at the Cultural Center. We don't have enough time to cover everything. So sometimes we don't get a chance to touch on this stuff. I'm glad we can talk about it today.
Yeah, so we have two classes that are open right now. One of them is the water glass window prism class. So this is session four of it because we opened session one and it filled, session two filled, session three filled. So we're going to do session four. So we do have a couple openings in that one. That will be Monday, September 18th with a 9 a.m. start. And you're creating a stained glass prism that's a little window prism with Bonnie Dine will walk you through the process of soldering and doing all of that. And I was the test student, myself and Heather. And if I can do it, I can tell you anyone can do it.
I was gonna say the same thing, Stephanie. I've done this once, and I my mother still has the piece I made for her. And if I could do it, you could do it too. Yeah, if we can both
Totally agree. And they're really beautiful. And we went with the water theme because of the exhibit, but they're quite beautiful. So we're using water glass for that. So the class is $55. You can register online. You can call us at the Cultural Center. Or just stop in, and we can get you registered for that. And then our other open class right now is on Friday, September 22nd. That's a Friday night, 6 o'clock start. And it's On Trend Boo Spooky Thrifted Art with Heather Bailey.
Oh, it's so good.
So this is a really big trend where you buy already done art and then add like your own pieces to it to make it either a fall scene or a Halloween theme. So it's going to be a fun class to see what people can come up with.
I didn't know about this. My daughter was telling me about it. And it was just this weekend. So now to hear about this class, it's really cool.
It's the big trend right now. Yeah. And Heather is super creative. So has been frequenting all of the Goodwill and the other stores, and we have pieces available, or if people have a piece that they're like, boy, we could really do something cool with this, bring it on in. But we'll also have pieces available.
I think one of my favorite things about art, and especially it seems like what's been going on for a good 10, 20 years, is the repurposing of things.
Yes.
When you see those old doors and they turn it into a table or that kind of, I find that such an interesting end of art. And this is a really cool idea for a class. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. And Bonnie Dine is also coming up with some other kind of thrifted art things using wine bottles and some other things. So watch for that. Those new classes should be out in the next couple weeks, and they'll be on our website.
Are they classes that you need to register for? Or?
Yes. So you can register online. As soon as we publish a class, the registration is open. You can register online. You can call us, and we can just write you manually in the book. Or if you want to see an example of the class, you can stop in. We have that on site, and then we can register you there.
You know, Stephanie, do you have other classes you want to touch on, or
just those two for
okay.
now?
See, well, that actually, you set me up, because I know that we've talked about this in the past with the Cultural Center. If I am somebody out there, say, I don't know, I'm the biggest Simpsons fan in the world, and I want to do a class on all the voices, the history of the Simpsons. Then nobody's going to attend that class. But if you have a better idea than that, and you want to go to Stephanie and say, hey, I think that the community would really like this, is that an option? Is that
absolutely. Absolutely. And we actually, the class is full, so I didn't mention it, but we have a new instructor starting, and she's doing a mosaic tray class.
Ooh,
so I'm really
cool.
excited about that, but it filled really fast. But stay tuned, because we're going to see how this first class goes. We bought enough supplies for two, so we'll probably run one in October as well.
And thank you for bringing that up. That's a perfect example of this. There's something that maybe somebody was sitting around thinking, oh, I don't know who would like this. But then they, you know what? Yeah, I'll ask. I'll just see. And it fills up right away.
Yeah. I think it was under 2 days. So we're like, apparently we should be doing more mosaics. So we're going to try that too.
Please, we'll give you Steph's contact information before we wrap up today. But that is really good to know that the open door policy about this.
Absolutely.
And how many people couldn't take advantage of that, because there's so many talented people in this area.
Yes. And a lot of times people say, you know, oh, I don't have time, or I just don't know if it'll be worth it. So we do pay our instructors. I think people think all our instructors are volunteer, and that's not true. Mm. We pay instructors $25 an hour for teaching and $15 an hour for prep. So if you have something that you think the community would love to learn from you, please stop in and let's talk it through.
It's a really cool thing to be able to offer to those instructors, too.
Yes.
I imagine most of them would probably do it no matter what. But that's
right.
Such a nice thing to be able to do for the artist.
Absolutely.
The creatives. When we talk about supporting the arts and supporting local, there's layers to that. And
yes.
That is a layer that I don't think many people touch on. That's really important to me about this. One of the bigger reasons I support the Cultural Center, and always has, is they support the artists.
Yes.
You know, so importantly. And as an artist, I mean, we don't have a lot of people doing that in our society. That is pretty
that is
darn
true.
Cool. Have a community like ours that has had such a presence for so long with the Cultural Center, I don't know if we give enough respect and enough credit to that. I feel like we should.
And I think that I've said this before, but the number of artists in our area is astounding to me.
Yeah.
And actually, this new instructor, Cindy, we ended up connecting with her because she was going to bring stuff for the gift shop. And then we right away were like, well, have you thought about teaching? She said, oh, I teach my friends all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We said, let's try it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It, you know, obviously is going to go well. But that kind of leads me into our gift shop as well. So please make sure you stop in and see our gift shop. Our gift shop has over 50 artists
mm-hmm.
with items and really cool special gifts that mm-hmm. you can get for people. We also have greeting cards, which are cheaper than Hallmark, I might add, and homemade. And some of them are just really beautiful. So if you're looking for something a little bit unique, or you have that person in your life where you're like, gosh, they have everything.
Right.
Maybe I could find something a little bit different. We have beautiful jewelry. So take the time to stop in. And our gift shop hours are Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then, like I said, in November and December, we will also be open on Saturdays from 10 until 2.
Speaking with Stephanie Hartman from the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center, and to piggyback off of what you were saying there, whether you are attending classes and paying for those, or you are buying things at the gift shop, you are buying local, you are supporting local, you are putting right back into your community, and helping the Cultural Center continue to do some of these great things that you guys host and have, and that we look forward to so much. Speaking of things we look forward to, Art on Tap.
Yes, Art on Tap is coming in October, Saturday, October 7th. 5:30 till 8:30. So this evening we'll bring free homebrew tasting.
Mm.
We have live music from the Barefoot Americans, which I'm super excited about.
That's awesome, yes.
Rapid Waters will still be up, so you will be able to see that. We will also, in addition to the free brew tasting, we do have a cash bar, and then we will have a food truck as well. So really a fun evening of just a really great way to feature the art of home brewing, which is also an art.
Yeah, yeah.
feature our artists from our exhibit, live music, which is always fun. And then it just helps us with our programming. You know, a lot of people don't, besides our classes, they don't realize that we host instructors who are teaching guitar, ukulele, piano, and voice lessons. So they're housed with us. We are the home for Very Special Arts Choir, which is now Arts for All, Wisconsin Rapids Choir. Pete Ravel and Four on the Floor.
That's my guy.
They're our favorite. They play the first and third Thursday of the month, and they are switching their time to 2 p.m.
Oh, okay.
So they've kind of been jumping around with their time. I'm hoping 2 will stay at 2.
Yeah.
But again, that's the first and third Thursday of the month. And then we are also the home for the Central Wisconsin Choristers, which is actually a children's choir. Most students are grades 3 through 8. And they're from Wisconsin Rapids, Plover, Nakusa, Port Edwards, Rudolph Vesper.
Nice
but show. but a really nice offering that isn't being offered anywhere else. So the money that we raise for Art on Tap will just kind of help us be able to do all of those things. As everyone knows, you know, it costs to keep the lights on. It costs to heat the building. And then, of course, we want to be offering classes and all the other things that we do. So we are asking for sponsorships from the community. So if you are a local business that would like to support the arts, we have different levels of sponsorship starting at $100 up to $1,500. We would love the support. And then, of course, we'll give you lots of shout outs and praise and thank yous. But again, it all to help us support our programming.
Yeah, you'll be getting shout outs on this station too. Whether you guys have commercials with us or not, we always are going to mention the Cultural Center. We'll be talking about it. And while we'll be talking about you, we'll be talking about these sponsors.
Yes.
So there's an added bonus for you if you are a business out there. A little bit extra bang for your buck on that stuff. And it's so vital we get into this topic here, Stephanie, because first off, Art on Tap, great idea. And I love what you said about that brewing is a creative art as well.
Yeah,
it truly is. Not better known in any other state more than this one.
Right.
So, we know what an art brewing can be here. And I think that it's cool to bring highlight to that, to bring some attention to that, to any time we can tell people who don't realize they're artists. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Or absolutely.
I love people who have never spent a day of their life thinking they're creative when they've spent every day of their life being creative.
Yeah.
I love bringing attention to that. You brought up the money for these classes and the classes we were talking about earlier or Art on Tap. The money raised for that can help with classes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think whether it's a nonprofit, it's you guys, it's almost anybody we talk to on the air. One of the most common themes is how much creativity and how much art we have in this community.
Yes.
How many great musicians and artists and photographers and painters. While these are natural God-given talents, they didn't start that way.
Right.
They learn these things from somewhere. They learn these lessons from somewhere. Many times, oftentimes, maybe at the Cultural Center.
Right.
We want to continue to make more artists. We want to continue to support artists. We want to continue to have that beautiful bed of talent we have in this community. We can continue to do that through the arts classes that are here, that are at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center.
Yep.
So when you apply, when you go to these events, when you sponsor these events, you're not just sponsoring the event for right now. You're sponsoring the future of that event, the future of this area in the creative arts.
Absolutely.
As we go forward, unfortunately, there is more and more money being pulled from schools as far as the arts go. It's on us as a society to pull our own weight. And to make up for that. I don't put that on schools. I don't put that on them. I think that us as a society, we can support this stuff. And in part through things like this, events like this.
Absolutely. And, you know, we were really proud. We did our first children's series this summer and had aspiring artists, budding artists, and really good artists in once a week for 7 weeks. And they could come once or they could come to all 7. It was totally what fit in their schedule. Tuesday mornings were my favorite because you could just hear all this chatter and these kids so excited, to have this opportunity to learn about an artist and then do a project that's sort of inspired by what their talent was and what they were known for. And we want to do more kids programming because, like you said, there's so much money being pulled from the schools. Mm-hmm. And art is so important. Creativity yes. is so important. That side of your brain needs a workout. And, you know, that's what we hope to be able to provide.
I think most people understand that a little kid picks up an instrument. They may not go on to work at the, you know, Boston Philharmonic or something like that and be the lead chair or something. But that creativity that they learn, that improvisation, all of that, they're going to use that as an accountant, as a mechanic, as Absolutely. A doctor. Like, the creative arts don't just end with art. Like, it is embedded in everything they do. If they're a mechanic and they got to figure out what's wrong with this engine, they're going to be using their creativity. They're going to be using their improv skills. There's all kind. There's no field that isn't affected by. So when we're supporting this stuff, we're supporting our society. We're yes. supporting the future of all this and future of creativity.
Absolutely, absolutely, and it's just so needed. And you know, there aren't a lot of organizations that can yeah. that can do this. So the support from the community is huge.
Stephanie, I know if we had the time, we wanted to get to a little bit of the monthly gatherings that you guys host yes. over there. We got a little bit of time. Let's dive right into it.
Okay. So I think there's a thought out there that, like, you have to be a member of the Cultural Center or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
That is not the case. Mm-hmm. All of our monthly gatherings are open to the public. Most are free of charge. We ask for donations off and on. But one of the groups that we have is called Make What You Brung. And we realize that's improper grammar, but it's to...
I love it.
So it's for artists that have an unfinished or unstarted portable art project. We hear a lot that, you know, creativity is awesome, but it can also be lonely because there's not a lot of places to gather. Yeah. To do art. So that is on the first Wednesday of every month from 1 until 4. And you just come. We have a $5 suggested donation. If you can't afford it, that's fine. Mm-hmm. You just come on in. You can bring a snack or refreshment if you'd like. And it's just really fun to listen to the artists talk, share ideas about what they're doing. I think what's really nice is it gives people the opportunity to say, you know, I'm stuck
yeah.
on this project.
Yes.
And do you have suggestions or could you help me or what have you done in order to complete a project like this? So just really nice socializing and bouncing ideas off people.
Yeah. And no artist has ever not been influenced by another artist.
Correct.
I mean, you know, it's so vital for that, not only for your projects, but for their projects.
Right.
And you just don't know what can be spun off of that. I think as the older I get, the thing that I love more than acting, than radio, than writing, than anything is the collaborating with others.
Yes.
No matter what it is I'm doing. If I'm painting, I like collaborating with somebody. Like, there's just such a fun aspect of that to art. And I wish I'd realized that when I was younger. It's so
yes.
cool to see with projects like this and you know, classes like gatherings like this for
mm-hmm.
people to have that opportunity.
Absolutely. And Artist Coffee is along those same lines. Just basically come and have some coffee. Dunkin' Donuts has been great about
nice.
Providing donuts.
You had me at Dunkin', you know.
Correct. And that is the last Thursday of the month from 9 to 10:30. Mm-hmm. So we just had them last week. And again, that one especially seems to be kind of an advice session almost.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to do this, but I don't know where to go from here. And it gives artists an opportunity to share what they're working on. And I hate the word critique, so we'll go with feedback.
Yeah.
Yes. They like to yes. receive that as well. And then along the same lines, but specific to writers, is Writers Share, which is the second Wednesday of the month from 1 till 3. Aspiring artists, seasoned writers, it can be poetry, it can be anything that you write. Come on in, meet with some mm-hmm. other writers, and that has really been nice, again, for kind of a feedback. And they seem comfortable sharing what they've written with this group versus maybe taking that leap of like, I'm going to really share
yeah.
widely. Let me share it with this group first, and then we'll go from there.
Hmm.
So that's a nice little group as well.
Yeah.
And then Pete Revelle and Four on the Floor, I mentioned, first and third Thursday of the month, now at 2 p.m.
Yeah, I got it. I've been, me and Pete have been playing phone tag for like a year.
Oh, yeah.
Just trying to get him on Director's Cut. You know, I love Pete. I love his band. I've talked about this endlessly on the radio already. But if you have not gotten a chance to, you will be just like me. You will get hooked. You will get a taste of that sound and want to hear Pete, not just the great music that they play. Pete is a wonderful MC.
Yes,
he's so good with a crowd, so good with an audience, like few I have seen in that spot. Take them in and enjoy and support these guys because they do a really nice job every month bringing this concert to us. You know, that we get to look forward to and everything.
Yeah, and they're just so they're hilarious.
Yeah, they
for
are.
One,
they are.
But they're also so very talented, and it's just really fun to be able to have live music.
Yes.
Right here in our community, no charge. It's free admission. We do take donations and give them to the group, but there's no charge to attend.
Stephanie, if people have follow-up questions or there's businesses out there that want to sponsor with some of the things we've talked about, any of the above, how can they reach you?
Sure. So our phone number, which that's the easiest one probably, is 715-421-4598. If you're seeking information, our website is loaded and up to date, and that is culturalcenterarts.com, or send us an email at cwcc@culturalcenterarts.org. So any of those ways. We are on Facebook. We do tons of Facebook events. So if you follow us on Facebook, you'll get updates as we are adding new classes and doing other things. We are also on Instagram. But again, stop in and see us. Our business hours, now when I say that, people always go, how can you get anything done in those short hours? Well, our classes, our music lessons, even, you know, private tours and things like that are all outside of those hours.
Yeah.
But our traditional business hours are Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. But again, if that doesn't work for you, give us a call.
I always appreciate the time. Thank you, Stephanie.
It was great. Thank you.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up right here on WFHR.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. But did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. There's a blood drive at McMillan Library in Wisconsin Rapids today. The Red Cross is holding a blood drive from noon to 5 p.m. at 490 East Grand Avenue. Donors are needed to help prevent a blood supply shortage as donations have declined in recent weeks. You can save up to 3 lives by donating at McMillan Library. You can visit redcrossblood.org to make an appointment or call 1-800-733-2767 or just stop in the library between noon and 5 today to see if there are openings to donate. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking the public to help report and manage chronic wasting disease this fall. CWD spreads through animal-to-animal contact or in the environment. The DNR has self-serve CWD kiosks with 24/7 access to sampling materials and test kits. Visit dnr.wisconsin.gov for more information. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 68 tonight under cloudy skies with scattered thunderstorms likely. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs level off around 75. Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 54. Cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 89.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this September 5th, 2023. I have your host, James J. here. I am joined by our good friend, Aaron Hess. Aaron, good to see you.
Great, thank you. Nice to see you, too.
And we have Carly with us as well. Carly, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And we're talking to our friends at the Southwood County YMCA. A big thank you to them for being here. And, of course, a gigantic thank you to Tri-City Services sponsoring the segment. We always appreciate them doing that. Aaron, Carly, thank you for the time. I know we have so much to cover, so we'll catch up off air. For right now, Carly, if you don't mind, I want to start with memberships.
Yeah.
Let's get right into that with the Y.
Yeah, of course. So in September, we are actually doing a membership promotion. Mm. So we are waiving our $60 joiner fee for all new members. So you have to be 6 months inactive, and you have to stay for 6 months, and we waive that $60 joiner fee for you.
Nice.
And that's the whole month of September, kind of like a back-to-school, come get your membership while your kids are at school.
Yes. Well done. Oh, that is very smart.
Yeah.
And it's also smart of you to use that membership. Like, get over to the Y. We've got this beautiful, amazing facility that I would not be shocked to see in a downtown big city, let alone having it here in Wisconsin Rapids. That is pretty cool. Get over there, use the Y.
Correct, yep. And then we also always have the option for if it is not financially feasible for your family, we do have a membership for all option as well. With that, you just have to bring in proof of income for the household, and we can always talk about pricing from there as well.
Yeah, Aaron and I, we've touched on this. I think you and I have too, Carly.
Yep.
It's one of the things that I always look, when I look at your notes, I look for my opportunity to bring this up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you guys bring it up, so I never have to. But it's one of my favorite things that has gone on at the Y as long as I've been interviewing people from the Y, long before we had the new building and everything. When I was a kid, this one hits close to home. Because when I was a kid, we didn't have hardly anything. And as far as like being able to be a part of things like this, the memberships at the Y or something, just didn't even look into it because we knew we couldn't afford it. And so it wasn't until like being here for a little while that I found out that this was even available to
right.
To me as a teenager. And, getting to play basketball over at the Port Edwards location and stuff and things like that was an integral part of me growing up around here and getting to know people and making friends and stuff. If the Y doesn't have that available, I'm not over there. And I'm not even maybe even in this chair, as far as some of the relationships I've made and some of the connections and friendships I've had in this area. The Y got that whole ball rolling. So I think that it's a little bit more important than I think even some people realize out there, that flexibility that, yes, we want to keep the lights on. We want to keep that beautiful facility running. But what's most important is it you being used.
Correct.
People being there and mm-hmm. stuff. And the approach to this is... it's a beautiful thing to me. I think it's really cool that's always an option with the Y, that you don't want people to be held back, that you want people to be able to use it.
Right. We'll always hear anyone's story and figure out the best way we can assist with that.
When it comes to membership, is there anything else people should know about it as far as this great deal that's going on?
Nothing else to know about that great deal, but if you've never been to our facility, like you were saying, it's beautiful, and you can always stop in to get a tour at any time and discuss memberships as well as going on to our website.
I would love to know the percentages of people that take that tour and then sign up right away, because I got to think it's like almost 100%. Like, I can't imagine walking around there and not signing up. That's pretty cool.
Or we have the people that are like, oh, I got to talk to my wife first, but she'll like it.
Yeah. It's a smart person. Whoever that person is very smart.
Yeah.
Let's dive into some of the fun things going on. We have aquatics, healthy living. Where would you like to start here?
Well, actually, we could start with aquatics.
This is
that time of year when programs just explode at the Y. This is where we have a lot of kickoffs. And one of the things that we're kicking off that's new this year is we have our new swimmer week. So actually tonight and Thursday night from 6:15 to 7:15, if you have a kid that may be interested in trying out swim team, jump in the pool and give it a try. Whether you're a member or a non-member, there's no fee, there's no obligation. It gives you a chance to meet Chelsea Clutterman, who is our aquatics director and our head swim coach this year. And see if it's a great fit.
Yeah.
You jump in, you don't like it, nobody's chasing you as you leave.
Again, another one of these things that you get to literally get your foot in the water. Get your foot wet, see if you like it. And if dip your foot in, if you like it, great, dive in.
Absolutely, yeah. And our swim team, our official swim team starts September 11th, and that runs through March. Now, if you go to our website or our Facebook page, you'll see that there are multiple new swimmer weeks. So maybe this week doesn't work for you in September. You can try it out in October. There's another one in December. So there's a few different options for those new swimmers that just want to give it a try, because we know that in this area, there are sports all year round. There are a lot of multi-sport kids, and you know, September doesn't always work. October doesn't always work. So we try to work with everyone as best we can.
That's really smart and insightful, because so many athletes are in swimming are in other sports. And as you touched on, this time of year, it's a little busy. So having a little bit more flexibility in there, getting probably get more people in the pool. We have more people swimming.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Healthy living is a big part of things over at the Y. Let's dive into that a little bit.
Yeah. So if you want more information, so everything I'm talking about today, we've got flyers and all that stuff out on our Facebook page, and we're getting our website updated. So I'm going to rattle through a bunch of stuff. And if you're like me, if you don't have a pen and paper around, you're going to forget half of it.
SWCYMCA.org, SWCYMCA.org. Be sure to go there for more notes or any follow-up. And, of course, reach out to the staff.
Absolutely.
But that's Aaron, I missed you. It's so good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Get into healthy living.
Yeah. So we have Walking with Friends. That's a new program, and that's Thursdays at 11:30, where people are going to get together. They're going to walk outside. If the weather isn't so great, we're going to utilize that beautiful walking track inside. We are asking $5 a month for this program, and that goes towards incentives that our community health workers are going to be putting together, some giveaways, and, of course, a monthly potluck. So this is a new program.
With this program, I know that we've seen plenty of walkers in our time, and maybe mall walkers and some of that. I didn't realize how important that was until my mom and dad retired, and they're both going through hip surgery right now. Or they've been through it. They're going through rehab now and physical therapy. And for my mom, she's one of those people. She's always been good about this stuff. But now that she's in retirement and she just doesn't have the motivation that she used to.
Yeah.
So it takes my dad or I being with her before she'll get up and get motivated, and then she'll do this stuff, and then she'll go through all of her exercises. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that that want to walk or want to do this stuff, but they don't want to do it alone. Having a program like that is really, I think it's even bigger than we may even realize, you know, to us. I think that people out there, a certain generation or a certain age group, take advantage of this even more than we do.
Oh, absolutely. There's so many people out there where it's more about the social time.
Yes.
And you know, the walking part, that's great, but I get to see my friends.
Prevent and thrive with diabetes. This is a bigger topic, or getting to be a bigger topic as we go forward here.
Yeah, absolutely. So our registered dietitian, Tiana Hamm, is offering this 5-week series, and it actually starts this Wednesday at 9:30. But it's working with those who are either diagnosed as diabetic, or those who diagnosed pre-diabetic, or even those who have a family history of diabetes. And it's a program that's geared towards helping people live their best life while they're dealing with this. So it's not necessarily, oh my gosh, I'm diabetic, can't have this, can't have that. It's more, this is what you get to do. This is kind of this is your new normal, and this is how we can make it fabulous.
So
I appreciate her take on it. Kids in the Kitchen.
Yes.
Those of you who have kids in your house and you wish that they could cook for you, you know, this is great. Our first one is this Saturday at 10:15 a.m. in our teaching kitchen. They're going to be making some sweet potato nachos. So Tiana kind of takes, you know, what some would see as an unhealthy snack and puts kind of a healthy twist to it, but she says it still tastes great, and I believe her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm back, Tiana. If she says it, I will try it, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. September 18th is our kickoff for Nutrition 101, and again, that's at 10:15 in our teaching kitchen. She's going to be talking about easy and nutritious meal planning, because I think a lot of us need help with the planning.
Yes.
And one thing I'm super excited about is the Lunch and Learn series. The first one is September 27th. So Tiana's going to be making a really healthy but very tasty lunch. She's going to explain how she made it and then talk through where she got the ingredients so that it's actually very affordable. Mm-hmm. So it kind of hits those three things. Hits the taste buds, hits the wallet in a nice way, and you get to sit and learn more about how to do this for yourself. Forever Well kickoff, that's September 11th, which is actually next week Monday.
It's crazy.
It feels kind of wrong.
It's so quickly coming up. Yeah, it's so weird. I don't know what happened to August. I don't know.
But so Sarah Wheatler is our community health worker, and she's putting together this program for those that are 55 and up. Mm. And I have to say this because I think my husband's listening. So, Rick, you can sign up for this.
Nicely done.
Yeah, he's chill. No. But yeah, so this is, so she's putting together programs, you know, targeting those 55 and up. Mm-hmm. And it's anything from maybe a group exercise class to game nights to even field trips, you know, getting one of the Boys and Girls Club buses and taking a trip up to Wausau or Appleton or wherever. So kind of the sky is the limit. And so we have our kickoff party, which is actually this coming Monday. And so she's going to have some snacks, some games. It's a great opportunity for people to get to know her and get to know each other. And she can talk a lot more about what this program is all about.
It's no secret that this community has a high population of that age range. And we also have a group of some groups of people in that age range that are looking for things to do. You know, maybe there's not something for them or a niche group or organization or something that they can really dive into and have some fun. This is an opportunity for more of that gray area kind of.
Absolutely. Yeah. People who are looking for a good time. And it's not a major commitment either. Yeah. So it's not like you have to do this every Friday at this time or whatever. You go when you're able to and when you want to. Yeah.
Got a tune-up class wanted to wrap up with.
Yeah. So myofascial work is something that's kind of a trendy thing nowadays, and there are some health benefits to it. Mm-hmm. And Desiree Britnacher is our personal trainer at the Y, and she has a lot of experience in this. So when you sign up for it, it's a one-day workshop, and you get six of these tune-up balls, and she shows you how to work with them and work out some muscle knots or just some fascia tightness, you name it. And I'm not going to try to pretend to be an expert on this, but she definitely is. So when you do the workshop, you get to walk away with six of these tuna balls. You take them and hopefully you keep using them. So you practice what you learned and experience the benefits of those.
A lot of what she does in there, and I only know just because I know a little bit about the exercises, is being able to, so not everybody can make it to a gym. Not everybody can make it or wants to work out with big heavy weights or those kind of things, but you still need that flexibility. You still need to keep your limbs and your joints moving and flexible. A lot of what she's teaching you is ways to do that with a little bit of a no-nonsense sort of way, a little bit more stripped-down sort of way of that, and while also being a really good teacher.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And this is not, and the nice thing with classes like this, it's so much of it is functionality. So I don't know, you know, as we age, I'm almost 50, and you start to realize, okay, number one, I don't recover as fast as I used to. You know, if I run 4 miles, I'm going to feel it for 2 days.
It's just not fair. It's not fair. It's not right. I know.
No, but my knees remind me that they're old.
I hear you. It's the knees and the hip right here. I don't know. My hip has never bothered me my whole life. I turn 40 and boom, it starts to bother me. It's like it was just waiting to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My dad does remind me it's not until we're 60 that the pain multiplies instead of just moves. Yeah. So I'm supposed to be happy. So classes like this, it's all about, you know, maintaining that range of motion, maintaining that flexibility, and something that we take it for granted. I mean, I know I've taken it for granted, which is where I'm at.
Yeah, I hear you. So, well, I think that the more we talk about this stuff and we get it in people's brains, we're not going to get everybody, but we get, maybe a good percentage of people to get in on this, because while we're joking about getting older and things aching and stuff, it doesn't have to be that. that way. Those aches and pains you can have, they can be a lot less if you keep up on some of this stuff. You're taking in any of these classes, you are going to be moving and doing a lot more. Mm-hmm. You have it right in your power, and you have it right in your town, because you got a Y near you, and we got a great one near us. Yeah. Take advantage of some of these classes and enjoy as you get older. It doesn't have to be, I'm getting old or anything. Mm-hmm. It could be, I'm getting older. Like, that's a good thing, by the way, everybody.
Oh,
it's good to get older. It's better than the alternative.
Exactly.
It's a lot better than that.
Yeah. Embrace it.
Yes. We've got youth sports coming up. Let's get into those.
Yes. So, a wide tradition, we have flag football that starts up this Saturday, and people can still register for that. There's three different age groups for that. And like I said, it starts this Saturday right at the youth sports field at the Y. And there's a coaches meeting that is this Wednesday at 6:30. So if you're interested in helping with coaching, get a hold of John Gutierrez, who's our youth sports director. But that program is always a hit.
And it's good to know the kids can still sign up right now for that with it starting this weekend. It's not always the case, but that's cool. That's great.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, it's just reality. Parents are so busy getting ready for school.
John gets that.
That's, I guess school is a higher priority.
But still, it can be one of those things that you want to do, but you get lost and it gets lost in the shuffle. So giving people a little bit more time, that's nice.
Yep.
Youth volleyball
that starts September 14th, and that starts at 4:30 p.m. So right now we're looking at ages 7 to 12.
Okay.
If you have someone that's outside that age range, same idea, get a hold of John and get his thoughts on that. But again, it's a program that gets youth introduced to volleyball.
So
you learn the skills, you build on that, and hopefully you make the sport less of a mystery, and maybe it's something where they're interested in signing up at school.
Younger generations are really into volleyball. Like the University of Nebraska just had the biggest turnout for a women's sporting event of all time. It was huge. They had the volleyball match at a football stadium. It was so big. Women's sports and women's athletics are the biggest rising thing there is, and volleyball is one of those.
Nice.
So getting kids involved in this stuff young, I mean, you may even just be getting ahead of the curve here a little bit too with some of this stuff.
With my daughter, she just turned 8 this year, and she doesn't know what she wants in life. Obviously, she's 8. So I put her in everything last year. And now this is the year where she's like, okay, I want to do volleyball again. Yeah, I really like that. I didn't really care for basketball, so let's leave that out. So it's really nice to have these starter clinics, too, so that they can test them out.
It's a great point. That is a really good point.
Yeah.
Dodgeball kicking off soon.
Yeah, dodgeball on the 15th, so Fridays at 5:30. And this is for that teenager group, so the 12 to 17-year-olds that just want to beat on each other.
It is. One of the fun things about dodgeball to me is how it incorporates so many other sports. And it has, if you find too, I had a coach reach out to me about baseball because he saw the way I was moving in dodgeball and thought I would run the bases well. So things like that, you know, it's a fun sport. It is, we do love to throw, hit each other and everything. But it's also one of those things where you might, getting a chance to do this, might find or see in your child something else.
Absolutely. Camp programs. So we've got archery, micro sports, and hatchet throwing. So we've got at least one session of 5 weeks that we're offering starting next week. We're kind of hesitant on the second week, only because we know in Wisconsin it gets dark earlier around that time. So we're going to kind of see how the sun is doing. But we have at least one session out there where if people want to try archery or micro sports is a program where they dip into multiple different sports. So it's not the same sport every week. And then, of course, hatchet throwing, that's all the rage.
It really is. Yeah. It's another one of those things that has really been popular for at least the last 5 years.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yep. And then people can be out at camp. They can see all the beautiful things that we've done out there as far as updating it and all the new equipment. And it's just beautiful to hang outside there.
I love basketball. I make no bones about it. To real hoopers know, we got hoopers and little hoopers coming up on Monday.
Yes. Yeah. So Monday the 11th starts hoopers and little hoopers, 4:30 for little hoopers, 5:30 for hoopers.
numbers, and again, it's based on grades, what grade mm-hmm. you're in, or mm-hmm. ages. Mm-hmm. But if you go to our website, you'll be able to see all of that. And then Rookie Basketball League, that starts at the end of October. And I know that's another big YMCA tradition, is having that basketball league. And of course, that's where basketball started. That's the Y. Yep. So you always got to throw that in.
Yes, right on. Yes. And we know how big soccer is in this area. We've got youth soccer kicking up.
Yep. Tuesday. Tuesday, September 12th. So 4:30 and 5:30. And again, separated by ages mm-hmm. and whatnot. But again, it's working all those skills. And, you know, John, who runs, who is our youth sports director, who runs this program, you know, that was his sport in high school and college, soccer. And
John gets it. John is loves these sports, knows them inside and out, and also knows that it's about the kids. It's about them having fun, enjoying themselves, while also learning the sport and learning the, you know, good sportsmanship and so many other things that are fun about these classes and these programs.
Absolutely.
Do you know because we mentioned it with the basketball, flag football, with basketball, youth soccer, are you still able to apply for these? Are you still able
Absolutely.
To register?
Everything that we're talking about today, they're still open for registration.
Very cool.
Yep.
Carly, I wonder if you wouldn't mind if we wrap up with events and touching on some of the cool events going on over there.
Yeah, absolutely. We do have quite a few new ones, some ones that have returned. Mm-hmm. So the first one I'd like to talk about is the Mother-Daughter Pajama Party, which is Friday, September 15th from 6 to 8. So any mother and daughters of any ages can come on in. We're going to have nail painting, crafts, games and snacks, a glow-in-the-dark dance party, all at our Wisconsin Rapids location. It's going to be a hit.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to
be
awesome.
That's going to be a blast. Great timing of this, too. You know, beginning of the school year, getting an event like this in and everything, it's good for bonding. It's good for parents. You know, we don't get a chance to do that as much with our kids as they get older.
Absolutely.
And having an event like this, that's a nice opportunity for that.
Absolutely.
That's cool.
Along with that, we also are giving that bonding opportunity to the father and sons in our community. So father and son game night is going to be held at Camp Alexander Sunday, October 8th from 4 to 6. With this, kind of more rough and tough in it, but dodgeball, basketball, cornhole, hatchet throwing, fishing. Oh, finishing. finishing the night with hot dogs.
Finishing the night. I like that. That was good. That was good. So, another great event, another opportunity, as you said, for the bonding and also for a chance for maybe you see your youngster or you as an adult get a chance to try one of these, the hatchet throwing or any of this stuff that you haven't done before. You find you might like it.
Absolutely. And that one, like I said, was Sunday, October 8th from 4 to 6 for that father song. Last thing, coming back again, is Halloween at the Y, which is Friday, October 27th at 5:30. This is a collab between the YMCA and the Boys and Girls Club. Again, we're going to have so much happening. Music, snacks, games. We do a haunted house in the Boys and Girls Club. For this event, it is free for everyone, but we would appreciate a donation of a non-perishable food item.
And those items help out our local food pantry, which is, again, one of the greatest things about our Y is how much it puts into our community.
Absolutely.
When we're talking about any of these programs that do and cost anything, as we touched on earlier, don't ever let cost hold you back. Reach out to the Y, and we can, you know, we'll see. There's scholarships available. They usually can figure something out.
Oh, absolutely.
But when you are able to put money into the Y, when you are able to pay for these classes or any of that stuff, you can feel really comfortable, really good that money is staying in the same zip code. That money stays in town. It goes back into programs and things at the Y, helping do the vital work that you guys are doing over there, because it is vital work. We don't get the chance to highlight it that way very often, but you would know if the Y wasn't here. You would know how much we would miss it. You would know if we wouldn't have these services and these availabilities, whether we're talking about childcare, we're talking about some of the other programs that are available with the Y. It's noticeable that we have this here in this community. So we greatly appreciate you being able to put back into the Y that puts back into us in our community.
Absolutely. It's been, I mean, for us, I know some of our programs with costs and, you know, I know there's sometimes there's program fees and whatnot, and those are also, you know, we're able to look at those as well for those that need that financial support. So even if you, let's say you are a member and you don't want to you're not signing up for a program because mm-hmm. of the fee or whatnot. Again, it's having that conversation with anyone in our membership staff mm-hmm. to be able to make it so that it is more affordable for you.
Yeah. And one thing I know growing up, how it could be for myself, but I know I've talked to some listeners about this in the years that you guys have joined us. That's not always an easy conversation. I know that for some, you know, nobody likes talking money, really. And two, you darn sure don't like talking about it when you don't have it.
Right.
Please do not let that hold you back either. The Y has heard it all. They've got some of the most open hearts and minds you'll ever be around. No judgment, none of that. Just want you in the building, okay? Yeah. You got this problem. I feel for you. Let's get you in the building. You know, that's the important part. So that kind of stuff, don't let that hold you back either.
Absolutely.
If people have follow-up questions, want to know more, how can they reach you guys? Just send them to the website or Facebook page?
They can go to our website, swcymca.org, or they can give us a call at our main line, which is 715-818-9622. They can always call the main line, and they can always, you know, ask for Carly. They can ask for myself.
Mm-hmm.
If you go on our website, you'll be able to see who our leadership staff are, and our numbers are right there. So you are always welcome to call us directly. You know, if you have a question about youth sports, give John a call. Mm-hmm. You have a question about membership, you're giving Carly a call, so on and so forth. And we love getting those phone calls. The more we can talk about what we have going on, the more we can get the word out and...
Yeah. We love talking with you guys. Thank you so much for the time, being here, and for everything you do for the community. Mm-hmm. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
You can find out more again by going to swcymca.org. A big thank you to Aaron and Carly for joining us. And, of course, a thank you to Tri-City Services sponsoring the segment here on WFH.